Stress. It's something we've all felt at some point in our lives. But there was an article that I read recently that really brought home how serious chronic stress can be. At the 2014 Biennial Chess Olympiad in Norway, not one but two competitors died, one during the match and the other was found dead a few hours later in his hotel room. Why? Well, they think it was all to do with the extreme stress of the game. And what's even more shocking is that this isn't an isolated experience. Back in 2000, a Latvian chess champion had a fatal heart attack during a Finnish tournament. That same year, another Latvian suffered the same fate whilst playing in Berlin. More recently, one of Australia's leading players retired abruptly from chess, saying he'd been warned by his doctors that the stress of top-level competition was causing him serious health problems. It got me thinking about what extreme stress can do to all of us if left unchecked. But on further research, this idea of stress has only been around since the 50s. So, is this why we've suddenly been seeing rising rates of stress?
Well, stress has been around a long time. The concept of stress has, particularly in engineering, and then we even have courses in engineering departments throughout the world on stress, because we're talking about civil engineering, mechanical engineering, and that's the construct. The construct being, you know, pressure on material things, on physical things. Where that converted to human beings probably started with Hans Selye at the University of Montreal. He's a medic. And he started to talk about the stress on the human body. And he used a lot of the early work by Cannon, who was an engineer, saying, hey, if that, there can be stress on physical objects, then there can be stress, and I see stress, he says, as a clinician, on human beings.
That's Kerry Cooper. And Naked Scientist Connie Orbach, you sat down with him to unpick whether stress is becoming more commonplace or whether it's always been around and we're just more aware of it, right?
Yeah, this guy Selye coined the term stress in humans, but actually, stress isn't a new thing. Humans have been stressed out for a long time, but it's only in the last few decades that we've had a definable construct.
It's been around a long time, the human condition. I mean, we've had environmental factors, personal factors affecting people and their health for quite a long time. It's just that over the last few decades, more research is being done on how stress affects human health. Whether it's in the workplace, what are the factors in the workplace that cause people to get stressed, or in life more generally?
I seem to be reading that people are more stressed than ever before. I hear it all the time. But is that really true, or is that just something we like to say?
No, I think it really is true. I mean, if you just take a look at the workplace, musculoskeletal diseases was the main cause of sickness absence in the UK for decades. Now it is the common mental disorders of depression, anxiety, and stress. They are now the leading cause of sickness absence, not just in the UK workforce, by the way, but throughout the developed world. You'll see that in the EU, in EU countries, in North America. It is now the leading cause.
Okay, I understand that in the workplace, as jobs have changed, so have the reasons for sickness, from physical problems to mental ones. But are there actually any stats to back this up?
Well, this is a slightly tricky one. As Kerry said, people have only been studying stress since the 50s, so it's still a relatively new field scientifically, and there haven't been many studies looking at a change in population health. But what there has been has brought in, well, I think some quite alarming statistics. When asking, are we getting more stressed? Universities have reported a 10% increase in uptake of their counselling services year on year, with mental health problems on campus raising from 8,000 to 18,000 cases in just 4 years.
Wow, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, I was looking for studies and I came across this one and was really quite surprised. And then in terms of really big numbers, in 2014, the charity Mind, the mental health charity, found that 56% of the workers they polled reported workplace stress, which is really a crazy amount.
Sorry, I'm a bit speechless. 56% is a staggering amount. But I wonder, is there a difference between stress and just, you know, having a lot on your plate?
Yeah. Absolutely. And so when does stress become a problem? And actually, this is something I asked Kerry, the difference between pressure and stress.
People will say, I'm stressed. Basically, when they say that, just generally, they mean they're under pressure. By the way, pressure is stimulating and motivating. But when pressure exceeds your ability to cope, then you're in the stress arena. And when that happens, you'll get ill health consequences.
And if we are more stressed, you mentioned that the types of jobs we're doing have changed, but also a lot of other things have changed about the world that we live in now. So what's causing this increased stress?
Oh, there's a variety of things. First of all, technological advance is much faster than ever before. People have been more mobile. Think about it. 30 or 40 years ago, people worked within a radius of 30 miles of where they lived. They had the community around them. They had their extended family. We don't have the extended family anymore. We don't have the natural counselors in our environment, the aunties, the grandmas, the neighbors who knew four generations of your family, who were people you could go talk to because we weren't mobile. But now people are looking for jobs. They're moving away from their extended family. And basically, we're now into just the mother, the father, the kids. So we don't have now the kind of support systems that we had then. And really, the insecurity in society generally now. Jobs are no longer for life, and we're working longer hours. If you take the UK, we have the longest working hours in the developed world behind the United States.
You talked about connectivity, but connectivity through technology. We are constantly switched on and constantly available. We talk about relationships, but it's a very different type of relationship, that, isn't it?
Yeah, what's also happening, I think, is not only the speed of technology and the constant change that we're undergoing as a major kind of outside source of stress on people, but think about information and communication technologies. Just think about email. Email is overloading people. Through mobile technology, it's making people on 7/24. And in fact, it's interesting that many employers now are closing down their servers at the weekend because people are accessing it too often, some at night. The technology has gone so fast that we're not in control of it. It's in control of us.
That's quite a statement. Do you feel like technology is controlling you?
I've had to think about this, and yes, I'd rather it wasn't, but I feel like slowly over time, I've tried to stop it, but things have just come in more and more and more until I've become the person I never wanted to be, a phone-obsessed person.
And I think it's with the invention of smartphones, actually, that you never quite switch off. There's always like a social media outlet, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram to be checking. There's emails, texts. I'm thinking instant messaging as well. You're bombarded with different types of communications because of this new technology.
Absolutely. And there's always an easier way of doing things as well. So I felt like I don't need maps. I'm going to get my own way. But in the end, why don't you just use the maps on your phone? And in the end, why don't you just message someone quickly? And in the end, why don't you just search for the thing that you're all talking about? And then you just can't get away from it because it's always being more useful than maybe I even want.
But is that stressful? It sounds pretty, for me, certainly, it seems pretty useful. I have to admit, when I see like 100 notifications on an instant messaging app, it does kind of freak me out. But I don't think it stresses me out.
I think what that all does for me is it just makes this phone ever present. You know, by using it all the time, by it always being more useful than not, I can't get away from it. And I try turning off my emails on my phone, but then I'm like, oh, I'd actually quite like to know that. I know they're there. I always know they're there, so I can't get away.